Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
This is Radio Health Journal. I'm Nancy Benson. This week, the price of rudeness.
Even when people are just around rudeness, they are far less likely to perform as well. They're less creative. They're also less attentive to information.
Mastering civility in a rude world when Radio Health Journal returns.
National Kidney Month is a good time to learn about how to protect your kidneys. For example, maintaining a healthy weight is especially important for people who have or are at risk for kidney disease. But how do you do that? Lauren Gleason, Senior Director of Nutrition Services for Fresenius Kidney Care, has some tips.
Focus on eating more fresh, unprocessed foods, including fresh fruits and vegetables, fresh meats, and unrefined carbohydrates, such as brown rice. Be sure to include good fats like olive and canola oil and some protein with every meal to help you feel fuller longer. People with kidney disease should consult their doctor or dietitian about some fresh foods that may be hard for their kidneys to handle, such as bananas and citrus fruits or too much protein. And here are some tricks. Keep healthy foods at eye level in the pantry and fridge with less healthy foods out of sight. And choose smaller plates. You'll eat less.
Losing just 5% of your body weight, even if you're still overweight, can reduce your blood pressure and thus your risk for kidney disease. Talk to your doctor before starting any diet or exercise program. Find out more at FreseniusKidneyCare.com.
10 years ago, two colleagues in higher education were in a heated debate about a surprising topic, the effects of rudeness. One of them claimed that rudeness doesn't pack much of a punch. People encounter it often and get over it quickly with no ill effects. The other colleague believed that people are much more affected by a rude encounter. So they made a bet, then conducted some studies to prove who's right.
And I discovered very, very quickly, many, many studies later, that she was right and I was wrong about it. We published two studies, actually one about experiencing rudeness and the other one was about even witnessing rudeness. And we found that it influenced their performance on cognitive tasks. So people basically cannot think well. Then I conducted other studies that show that it directly influences our cognitive system. So people cannot function when they're being insulted.
That's Dr. Amir Erez, professor of management at the University of Florida Warrington College of Business. His colleague, who said people are profoundly affected by rudeness, is Dr. Christine Porath, Associate Professor of Management at Georgetown University's McDonald School of Business and author of Mastering Civility, a Manifesto for the Workplace.
Even when people are just around rudeness, so it doesn't have to be that they experience it or even witness it. If they're working in a culture or primed with it somehow, then they are far less likely to perform as well. They're less creative. They're also less attentive to information, and they process information more slowly. Unfortunately, it's very prevalent, and it's growing. So over the last couple decades, I've seen a rise in it within organizations in particular. So I think it's a problem that, unfortunately, we have not tackled.
Porath has conducted several studies to track the spread of rudeness. Her first, in 1998, showed that only a quarter of people experienced a rude encounter at least once a week.
And then when I performed the survey again in 2005, that number had risen to nearly half. When I repeated it again in 2011, it was more than half.
And today, many of us encounter rudeness every day. Why is that? Is it because rudeness pays? Sometimes it seems that rude people get ahead in the world. But Porath says, for the most part, rudeness does not pay.
You're always going to have outliers, but I think that there's very strong research within organizations that shows that three of the top five reasons people fall off of, you know, their career or success, the Center for Creative Leadership has found three out of the top five tie to rudeness or incivility. So I think that there's strong evidence from multiple sources that show that rudeness does not pay. And in fact, my most recent research has shown that civility pays.
Porath says that whether you're an MBA, a member of a consulting firm, or an employee at a biotech company, if you're polite and civil, others will perceive you as a leader.
People were much more willing to share and seek information from them, and people perform better. So, for example, in the biotech firm, those that were perceived as more civil performed 13% better than others, as rated by bosses.
But if being civil can help you get ahead in the world, why is rudeness spreading?
Over the years, I've realized that it's really about a lack of self-awareness for the vast majority. 4% say they're rude because it's fun and they can get away with it. But I think the majority, they're simply not aware of how they're perceived by others. So getting them feedback about the effects that they're having on their employees and peers and so forth is really a crucial step.
Porath says another reason for rudeness is stress.
I think that that's a big issue for most people is attentiveness now. You know, just we're being pulled in a lot of different directions. So when I've surveyed people about why are you uncivil, the number one answer by far, over 60% of people say because they're overwhelmed or stressed. Many will report they don't have time to be nice.
But if getting ahead isn't enough to convince you to be polite and civil, here's a sobering fact. About 250,000 people die annually from medical errors. Factors such as sleep deprivation account for a portion of those errors. But ERAS found that being the victim of someone who's rude, or even seeing it happen to someone else, can account for even more of them.
For example, you think that residents' sleep deprivation, it will explain a lot of medical error, and it does, like around 20%. But in our studies, we found that the small insults, they explain 40% of the reduction in performance.
Small insults in the OR, for example, may reduce a person's cognitive abilities and their ability to pay attention, even to things that are right in front of them.
What happens in medical setting where, like, you have somebody on there in surgery? And let's say that the surgeon insults the anesthesiologist and the anesthesiologist is missing critical information that is in the center of their visual field. That happens very, very often in medical settings. Like, and in the first study, we found that it's devastating to performance. And in the second study, we found that when patients are rude, like, it has the same effect. And this is what I'm finding also consistently in my studies, that it doesn't matter even if you do not experience it, if you just witness it, the effects like are the same effects on our cognitive system.
So when you're the patient, even though you might be feeling angry or frightened or under a lot of stress, you definitely don't want to take it out on your doctors and nurses by being rude to them.
Or it could be that they think that they actually can get more, like from the doctors, like if they're being rude. And if this is the case, what we are finding that it has actually has the opposite effect. And it's not only that they are damaging like the treatment of their own children, but also of other patients. Because in this study, in the second study, what we found is that it lasts throughout the day when they treated five other patients. So now we need to start thinking about how to help doctors and nurses get over these effects, because this is going to affect people's lives.
There's a quiz on my website that gives 32 suggestions for how civil are you and ideas for how to improve your civility. So, you know, I think that that is one resource for people. But, you know, I think it starts with the basics. Saying please and thank you, smiling at people, acknowledging people. So if you're a leader, you acknowledge people, you give out credit, you show gratitude towards others. So, you know, that's worth the investment in things like that. Listening, I think, is probably the biggest thing now that people struggle with that I would say is fundamental. Very hard to be attentive given how we're tethered to our phones and always kind of being on as far as technology. So I think that that's one of the biggest challenges to showing up and treating people respectfully nowadays.
And since we usually can't control someone else's rudeness, Porath says the best strategy is to focus on our own behavior.
For example, if this is taking a toll on you, identifying areas for growth and pursuing your own development such that you're building yourself up. I think it's very important that people take care of themselves. So managing their energy, whether that's sleep, exercise, good nutrition, stress management. I think it's very important for people to find meaning or a sense of purpose in their work. And also to seek positive relationships. We know that these negative or de-energizing relationships really pull people down. They have a much stronger effect than positive relationships. So thinking about building up your reservoirs of support and positive relationships is great. And then also focus on thriving outside the workplace. That's a really important element because you will bring the positive energy and sense of moving forward back into your professional life.
And just as rudeness is contagious, Porath says, so is civility. You can learn more about Drs. Amir Erez and Christine Porath and the book Mastering Civility by visiting our website, radiohealthjournal.net. Our writer-producer this week is Polly Hansen. Our production director is Sean Waldron. I'm Nancy Benson.
Radio Health Journal returns with medical notes in just a moment.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the United States. Unlike many other cancers, it can be prevented with screening. That's why the American Society for Gastrointestinal Endoscopy is asking people to embrace the theme of PrEP, Scope, Live. According to ASGE President Ken McQuaid, age is the most important risk factor.
Everyone should be screened for colorectal cancer starting at age 50, or even earlier for people with other risk factors. Colonoscopy is the most effective screening test and the only one that can actually prevent colon cancer. Now, for many people, the hardest part about a colonoscopy is showing up, and the first step to making that happen is to make your appointment. So please, get it scheduled now. Then buddy up with a friend and agree to drive each other to your colonoscopies. I promise you, you and the people who care about you will be glad you did.
Find out more about getting screened and why it's important at screenforcoloncancer.org. That's screen, the number 4, coloncancer.org.
Medical notes this week. A blood test to diagnose cancer is a little bit closer. A study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences has identified certain proteins in blood plasma, which, if elevated, indicate the patient has cancer. Scientists have found that nearly 2,400 so-called phosphoproteins in plasma and have identified 144 that are significantly greater in people with cancer compared to healthy controls. Researchers hope that eventually blood tests can replace biopsies in cancer diagnosis and in monitoring patients after treatment. With the arrival of baseball come pitching injuries, but an osteopathic manipulation may help prevent some of them. A study in the Journal of the American Osteopathic Association studied college players whose range of shoulder motion was decreased as a result of pitching. Researchers say a single administration of a manipulative treatment called the Spencer technique restored 85% of their rotation. And finally, a good sex life makes you much more productive at work. A study in the Journal of Management shows that employees have much more job satisfaction and engagement in their work the day after having sex. Researchers say the effect is just as strong for both men and women and lasts for at least 24 hours. And that's Medical Notes this week. More in a moment.
The cost and impact of Alzheimer's disease are growing. The Alzheimer's Association 2017 Alzheimer's Disease Facts and Figures Report finds that total annual payments for health care, long-term care, and hospice care for people with Alzheimer's and other dementias now exceeds $250 billion. And that doesn't include the human impact on more than 5 million Americans living with the disease and another 15 million serving as unpaid caregivers, according to Ruth Drew, Director of Family and Information Services for the Alzheimer's Association.
The physical and emotional strain many people experience when caring for someone with Alzheimer's is significant. More than 1 out of 3 caregivers say their health has gotten worse, compared to only 1 out of 5 caring for older people without dementia. Depression and anxiety are also much more common for those caring for someone with dementia.
Every 66 seconds, someone in the U.S. develops Alzheimer's. It's the sixth leading cause of death in America. Find out more about the 2017 Facts and Figures report at ALZ.org.
Thank you for listening to Radio Health Journal, a production of MediaTrax Communications. If you enjoyed this week's show, please leave a review on iTunes or share it with a friend. You can find more Radio Health Journal stories about health, science, and technology on iTunes, Stitcher, and at RadioHealthJournal.net.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.